This is Mike Fitzpatrick, and you're listening to Bite Size Security. In this episode, we'll talk about the Department of Defense, cybersecurity, and the compliance requirements of NIST 800-171. Over the last 7 or 8 years, companies and organizations have established vendor risk management programs in order to mitigate their third-party risk when they share electronic information. For the most part, these programs are helping, but we still have 49% of all of our breaches in 2017 coming through a third-party exposure. The real issue is that we haven't moved to a true third-party validation of what is submitted in these vendor risk management programs. To improve the cybersecurity with all DoD contractors, the Department of Defense now requires all of their vendors to become compliant with the security specifications of NIST 800-171. The final date for compliance is December 31st, 2017. There are still a tremendous amount of DoD contractors who are not compliant and are scrambling over the next 30 days looking for that elusive easy button to hit some imaginary checkbox rather than doing the right things to secure their environments and develop a real security program for their business. You have to do the hard work in building a security program that fits your business and that will meet that NIST 800-171 compliance standard. DoD contractors must understand this requirement is not going to go away, and not being compliant will affect their bottom line. It'll delay contract awards and increase the possibility of award protest because of the confusion that is being created in the marketplace by many vendors out there. There are a significant number of companies who are selling this solution or that solution as the end-all be-all for NIST compliance, and it's just not true. I can't believe some of the things I'm hearing. After being focused on information risk management in our business at NCX Group for the last 15 years, I'm hearing from potential customers that there are some really tall tales being told in order to sell some NIST solution. The sad part is, these solutions won't do the job. The contractor, if pushed to a DoD security audit, will fail that audit. As a result, the cost to the contractor could be one or two contracts, or possibly even something worse. One company has even said that they are the only company who is certified to conduct NIST assessments. Come on now, there's thousands of DoD contractors. The government would not select one company to provide all of those third-party audits. It's just ridiculous. Now I'm hearing there's a group of attorneys that are telling DoD contractors that they don't need to comply because NIST 800-171 is unenforceable. Really? I guess the question is, are you willing to risk your business over an unnecessary legal fight when implementing NIST 800-171 is great for your business? It will lead to more contracts in both the public and private sectors because your security program will be better for it. The bottom line here is the government is looking for a complete security program in your business, and 800-171 will provide it. Don't fight it. Use it as a business process and win more business, as it's a major competitive advantage in DoD bid cycles. To learn more about NIST 800-171 and what you can do about it, go to our website, ncxgroup.com. That's ncxgroup.com. Check out MyCSO. It will meet all of the compliance requirements of NIST 800-171. I want to thank you for listening to Bite Size Security. If you have questions, call in here on Anchor and I'm happy to answer them. Finally, you can connect with us on Twitter and Facebook by simply going to @NCXGroup. Don't forget to subscribe to our podcast on iTunes and Google Play. This is Mike Fitzpatrick for Bite Size Security.